Yahweh the Leader. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The writer to the Hebrews said, "Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." There's movement today. There's action taking place. There's nothing that sits still in our worship today. We're constantly moving. Think about it. We're conceived by God, created by Him in the womb, and we're moving and always being juggled around. We're born. We're baptized. We're taught and we are learning. We are growing in body and knowledge. We celebrate. We celebrate weddings, anniversaries, birthdays. And we go about working our lives away. And we grow old. And we die. But there's so much more. Oh, there's so much more. Jesus even tells us, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." Movement, this great commission, we too are to share the joy of Christ's resurrection from the dead. It's not something we can keep to ourselves. It's a miracle that is blessing all of mankind. We're here to share this joy, this miracle of Easter, Christ's victory over sin and the grave. But poor Mary Magdalene, in our text, in our gospel lesson today, poor Mary Magdalene, wandering about in fright and eyes filled with tears. Our Lord did for Mary that which He'll do for you and He does for me. He takes you from the veil of tears and sorrow, from strife and woe in this world, from pain, sickness, and doubt, from sin, death, and the devil, and yes, from even the very grave itself. Jesus will save you. This very story about Mary Magdalene, this same story is repeated often in each of us in our lives. We try to solve everything by ourselves. We think we got the answers. That's what Mary was trying to figure out. See, whenever we're confused with trouble or temptation, whenever our eyes become cloudy with grief and tears, whenever we feel like, "Hey, I've lost my Lord. I don't know where He is." You have to know that He is right beside you. He is risen. Matter of fact, that's what it is, a fact. It's a matter of historical reality and fact. Matter of fact, it has had witnesses. And in our gospel today, Mary Magdalene, John, and Peter. But Mary. Mary. She saw the empty tomb of the Lord, whom she loved so much. She had so much love for the Lord. But in She knew he said he would rise, but... And even Jesus asked her the same question that the angels did. Woman, why are you weeping? Here's the reality. How about us? We want proof. We want to know it for certain, for sure. Well, there is no reasonable proof that can assure anyone of salvation. His salvation, his covenant with us, his vow to me and to you. Now the Apostle John also wrote, now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Jesus told his disciples three times, I'm going to Jerusalem, I'm going to die, and in 3 days I'm going to rise. Mary, Peter, and John witnessed Easter. This is what Mary says in our gospel today. I have seen the Lord. As it was for Mary Magdalene and all the other disciples, there is an exact moment of experience in God's grace. There is an exact moment to realize the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For me and you, it's like being the font. For John, Peter, and Mary, they saw his glorified body, and Jesus said to whom? Mary. That was the instant the resurrection became true. Jesus called her by name, and Jesus called you and I by name. Right at the font at our baptism, he calls us by name. For some, it's got to be kind of hard to see the risen Christ. Yeah. Kind of hard to experience the risen Christ. But then if you think about it, we see him often. We see him all the time. We see God in the nature that's all around us, in the face of other people. We were made in the likeness of God. We see God in the grace and beauty of everything that's around us. We see God as we did just a moment ago when we recited the creed. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. And here in church, we see Jesus. We see him. And we see him in the love and the fellowship of like-minded Christian people. We see him in the Christians and the fellowship and the love of Christ that is practiced and completed here within the church. God has approached you and called you by name. He has washed you clean in the blood of the Lamb. The Lord calls you. You know what he says to you when he calls you? He says, I love you. An agape kind of love that only God can have. Because we're so dirty. Our works are like filthy rags. We're so disgusting in what we try to do. Just doesn't turn out. Yet God continues to love us. God says to us, I sent my Son for you, that you might live. He says, I prepare a place for you to spend eternity. Now that's a long time. God says, I shower you with blessing upon blessing. might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. This is a wonderful day in the church. This is a wonderful day in our faith. The miracle of Easter is alive within each and every one of us. That our freedom has been eternally granted by our gracious Heavenly Father. We gather here joyfully in God's holy house. You see, Mary went to the tomb that morning in order to see Jesus. Peter and John ran to the tomb in an effort to see Jesus. We gather today, having run the race of life here on earth, having endured doubt and tribulation, having within each of us the knowledge. We know that the tomb of Christ is empty. We gather in our hearts and minds, we come here to see Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds.